Over the weekend, Spain's autonomous region of Catalonia voted overwhelmingly in favour of independence. But Sunday's referendum wasn't recognised by Madrid, and the world watched on as police across the region brutally intervened in the vote. What happens next will have a major impact not just on Spain, but the rest of Europe. Up to 900 Catalans were injured in clashes with police on Sunday during an historic referendum to decide if their autonomous region should become independent of Spain. The state's actions on its people, combined with allegations of websites promoting the referendum being shut down, drew condemnation from the UN, who says the human right of self-determination was violated on a huge scale.
We're still in shock about the way police attempted to block the referendum, and it will not help to build trust and a good, solid negotiation process with Spain.
That's Marta Poblet, an associate professor at RMIT University, who says this tension has been simmering for years. It's a region which proudly speaks a different language and generates around 20% of Spain's GDP.
This process leading towards the referendum is just another step in a long process that started probably in 2010 when the Constitutional Court declared invalid some of the articles of the new Statute of Autonomy. And that unleashed a movement, a peaceful movement of protest that has been going on over the last 6-7 years. And it's basically a process that has been going on for all these years.
These are the sentiments apparently shared by the 90% of Catalans who voted to split from Spain. Xavi Quero is a translator living in Barcelona who has seen Sunday's events with mixed emotions.
We feel happy, at the same time disappointed. Disappointed because we saw the terrible images of the policemen attacking children, very old people, and simply just people in the streets because they want to vote or not. What the hell is happening in the rest of Spain?
Whilst Catalans are hopeful their leader Carlos Puigdemont will declare independence in the coming days, it's Madrid which holds ultimate power, the national constitution stating territories cannot secede from Spain. Marta Poblet again.
The options that the Spanish state also have is to apply Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, which would declare the autonomy suspended. If that's the case, it would only trigger more protest and confrontation in Catalonia, I guess. So at the moment, the stakes are very high because the two options could happen, even in parallel.
Whilst these are certainly feelings unique to the people of Catalonia, nationalistic movements seem to be emerging throughout Europe.
If you attend a demonstration in Barcelona, you will see Basque flags or Flanders flags, and the opposite is true in demonstrations in Bilbao and in other areas of Europe. It's not unusual to see Catalan flags. So in a way, these movements, not all of them, but some of them, are both cosmopolitan and European. And that's why I think that it would be a mistake to understand the Catalan case as an internal affair of Spain, because it's actually a very European affair.
The future for Catalonia will be decided by a mixture of politics and the resolve of the Catalan people. Xavi Quero, for one, is hopeful that one day he will have his own country.
It's really strange because at the same time we feel happy because we can vote, but we have a lot of difficulties because every day the government of Spain ban different things, they police, but we feel happy but disappointed because we know never get the independence so soon. Nowadays are waiting.
Xavi Quero, a translator living in Barcelona, ending that story.